remind me of your title, please.
I'm president of District 14 and also a member of the Timmins Snow Buildup.
Okay,
So District 14 is seven clubs are from Temagami all the way to Iroquois Falls, including Timmins, Folliot, Englehart, New Liskeard, Elk Lake, and those.
Okay, then let's talk about that whole district. I understand the trails are closed.
Correct. We officially shut them down this morning there.
Are you going to be reopening them?
I doubt it. The weather that there's not going to be enough cold or even more than likely not. Because I don't think in order to reopen the trails, well, besides getting a lot of snow, we would be needing a lot of cold weather because we have too much marsh and waterworks that has unthawed now. There's no way that it's going to get a chance to rethaw. So no, at this point, no. Well, I don't see it, the trails reopening for this season. Having said that, I mean, we had a total of 8 weeks. I just looked it up. Our worst year actually was 2010, where we only had 7 weeks. So I was surprised. However, this winter is one of the worst winters that everyone has ever seen. But as far as trails availability, in 2010, we had 7 weeks, and this season we had 8 weeks. But normally we have anywhere from 12 to 16 weeks.
So time to put the machines away and hope for a better winter next year.
Unless you want to buy a lot of parts and make local dealers happy, go ahead and wreck your machine. But as long as it's not on snowmobile on OFSC trails, because officially those trails are not available right now, and it would be kind of illegal to stay on there. I don't think you don't want to go on, especially locally around town there. You're just on mud and water right now. So, yeah, no, it's nice. It's done.
Okay. It's done. Anything you want to add?
Thank you for the understanding for the people out there, obviously, and especially thanks to our volunteers for the amount of hours, dedicated volunteers that went out there to get these trails ready for the people that we had it. And I can tell you that the last weekend, everywhere in Northern Ontario, all the motels were packed with snowmobilers. You could see the trailers everywhere. Everybody from down south knowing that this was the last few days to take advantage of it. For the ones that still want to do some riding, they're still further north around Hearst and Lolac. Supposedly, there's still some trails available there. I can't speak on behalf of how good they are, but they're on the ITG. There's still some there.
Yeah, but don't count on it because the weather is going to keep on this trail, if I might use that word, for the whole week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's just hope that Mother Nature is nicer to us next season.